Religion. Nyali Member of Parliament, Muhammad Ali, Gchopevu, has raised alarm over the erosion of Islam religious practices and teachings in the coast region, condemning the neglect that has led to poor conditions of local madrasas and mosques. He stated that he was displeased by the poor conditions of madrasas and mosques in the various places he has visited in Jomvu and Wakiringay, citing that he witnessed very dire conditions. Speaking during the prize-giving day of Madrasatul Huda al-Islamiyya in Garaya, Mvita constituency, Gchopevu urged parents and community leaders to take greater responsibility in building a strong religious foundation for their children. Emphasizing the importance of a well-maintained and conducive learning environment, he called for collective support to ensure that madrasas and mosques are properly maintained so as children can learn in settings that foster their religious and moral development. Religious devotion is increasingly fading at the coast as worldly pleasures continue to exert more influence than faith. In the past, when we had the Islamic Party of Kenya, religious leaders guided us well, but now the sheikhs have lost their influence, and politicians hold all the power in shaping community decisions, said Pevu. Gchopevu noted how frustrating it is that there can be allocation of bursaries for schools and not madrasas. He argued that the imbalance underscores a lack of recognition of the essential role that madrasas play in the community. I've found that in many government primary schools, our children are not learning religious studies because there are no religious teachers available. This is a deeply concerning situation that needs to be addressed urgently, he said. However, Gchopevu assured his unwavering support to the madrasas, encouraging madrasas teachers not to hesitate to invite him to any ceremonies or reach out for assistance with challenges they may face. He promised to attend personally or send help on his behalf whenever needed. He acknowledged the difficulties parents face in paying madrasa fees and even covering teachers' salaries. To help ease this burden, he donated shush 150,000 to cover 2 months of fees and an additional shush 50,000 to support the teachers' salaries. When you find yourselves in need, call on me, and I will respond. If we neglect these children, we will suffer when we are old because we fail to give them a strong foundation in faith. I urge parents to make sacrifices so that we can help our children grow strong in both morally and in religion, he reiterated.